Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 27th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 5¾ cents at 643.5, May wheat down 11¾ cents at 710, and May beans down 6½ cents at 1512¾. The May meal finished up $1.80 at 481.80, and the May oil down 88 ticks, 6034. Well, the wheat was under more pressure here today as we had good rains even in Kansas. I'm not sure that the southwest corner got all that much rain, but the rest of the state got pretty good rains all the way into Chicago here. We've been raining all day. We just stopped the rains here a few minutes ago, but certainly better moisture out here, better soil moisture profiles for the seeds that they're going to go in the ground here. So spring planting should certainly be helped by these rains out here. The export inspections were lousy on the corn, 572. Wheat wasn't a bad number, 592. And the beans were light at 691. So demand remains an issue out here. Concerns about China and what the U.S. is going to do if China does send any lethal armaments to Russia. I hope they're not stupid enough to do it, but who knows? But I think that added some of the pressure out here. More concerns about bird flu, as we mentioned this morning. There were two Cambodian workers who died that were on the same farm. We know about the problems here in the U.S. with bird flu, and I think that's a little bit of a concern for these markets, plus the light numbers on the cattle on feed and placements are certainly no help. So, you know, I think corn is trying to seek its level, but the funds haven't been massive sellers out here. Yeah, we've broken, you know, the corn significantly here in the last three or four sessions, but the funds haven't sold all that much. We still have the funds even after today, long 180 corn, long 155 beans, long 150 meal, and long now probably about 20,000 oil. So the corn, beans, and meal are still heavily long by these funds, and I think that remains a problem out here. Now, the wheat market, you know, the Russians are going to gripe and bitch until they get to the agreement on the 17th of March. I think they'll get the agreement, but I think the Chinese are going to try to cause some kind of row that'll get prices higher, and then they're going to sell it again. So, again, I just don't see anything friendly out here. We continue to leak. The crude oil was down 64 a barrel. It wasn't as bad as it was. It's about 70 cents off its lows. But it didn't do the bean oil much help. And even the weaker dollar really didn't help. The dollar was down 58 ticks at 104.58. But it's still awful high. You know, at these prices, 104.58. is not a cheap dollar by any stretch of the imagination. That's really pretty much it. You know, we're going to see more Brazilian hedging every day now for a while, more corn and more beans. So, you know, who wants to step up and buy it? We'll have to see, particularly with the funds still long. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.